Brothers and sisters, our similes today are on salt and light. You are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. Very interesting. Light of the world, salt of the earth. I want to talk a little bit about that today, but before I do, let's listen a little bit at the second reading of today, because Paul in the second reading of today goes back to something he said last week. So let's tie them together. This is the way it sounds. To the people at Corinth, Paul says this: you and I, not many of us are wise, powerful, or noble by birth. Instead, God has chose the weak, lowly, despised, and poor. We hear in the second reading of today, I, Paul, did not come with any particular eloquence or wisdom. I came in weakness and fear with much trepidation. My preaching wasn't a persuasive force or wise argumentation, but what I came preaching in the Holy Spirit was Jesus Christ. I'm going to share a little story with you today. When I was at St. Paul's Seminary, Archbishop Flynn came into our class that day, and he talked to us on homiletics, on preaching. And during the course of it, I kind of started chuckling, so he called me on it. So I said to him, okay, Archbishop Flynn, here's what I just want to point out. What if you're up there preaching, and you look out, and you realize the people just aren't with you? They're completely zoned out. Basically, you bombed. How do you handle that? This is what he said. As long as you preach Jesus Christ, you will never bomb. As long as you speak about Jesus, you never bomb. So let's talk about Christ this day. People, the simile of salt and light is found in the famous Sermon on the Mount. Realize this, everyone. Jesus has gathered his disciples, large crowd, takes them up a mount, and he teaches. It's a sermon, different from a homily. What's the difference? Here it is. What I'm doing right now is a homily. I'm going to take four verses here in a moment, everyone. I'm going to try to apply them to your life so that you can go forth fed and challenged to live the gospel of Jesus Christ. You take something, you give it to people's lives as food for thought to go out to live the life. A sermon is a religious instruction. Okay? And indeed, if you look at the 5th, 6th, and 7th chapter of Matthew's gospel, the Sermon on the Mount, you find a lot of instruction. What do you find? Jesus says, live the golden rule. You know what that is, people. Do to others as you want done to you. By golly, if you were to read those three chapters, you know what else you'd find? How you pray. What do you learn in there? You learn the Our Father. By the way, if you want to know where we get our call of Lent, there it is, Sermon on the Mount. Pray, fast, be charitable. If you want to learn who the real blessed are in life, there it is, Matthew 5, chapters 1 through 12, the Beatitudes. Some way to think about. Do you know how many Beatitudes there are? There are 8. Think about the 10 Commandments now. How many have the words, thou shalt not, tied to them? 8. There are 2 that do not. 3 and 4. You know what they are? Keep holy the Sabbath day and honor your otherwise. I'm the Lord, don't have any strange gods down the list. That fascinating? The law, 8 negatives, the law of Jesus, the sermon, the Beatitudes, 8 positives. Don't do this, do this. Peacemakers, merciful, is in a balance in life. Next week, everyone, in the Sermon on the Mount, we're going to hear about Jesus saying, I haven't come to abolish it, I came to fulfill it. He says, you've heard the commandment to murder, don't kill. He says, I say this, say something bad about your brother and sister, you're murdering them. You're killing them. You say, I say. You say this is enough, I say it isn't. I didn't come to abolish it, I came to really live it. To really live it. And in the midst of that, baby, everyone, about the law, in the Beatitudes, we find this simile of salt and light. People, you know how powerful light is. You know, there's kind of a little humorous story about a priest and a woman named Mrs. Donovan. This is a story about Father Rafferty and Mrs. Donovan. Mrs. Donovan is walking down the street in Dublin, everyone, when she met her former pastor, Father Rafferty. Father said to her, "Good morning there, Mrs. Donovan. Didn't I marry you 1 year ago?" She said, "Yeah, you did, Father." Father asked, "And are there any children yet?" She replied, "No, not yet, Father." "Well," Father said, "I'm going to Rome next week, and I'll light a candle for you and your husband so that you have children." So they went their own ways, and some years later, they met again. The father asked, "Well, now, Mrs. Donovan, how are you these days?" She replied, "Very well, Father, doing well." Father asked, "And tell me, have you any little ones yet?" She replied, "Oh, yes, Father, 3 sets of twins and 4 singles, 10 in all." Father said, "That's wonderful. How's your husband doing?" She replied, "He's gone to Rome to blow out your candle." All right? People, I want you to remember, though, the power of votive candles. Just a little pitch. When you see those candles, realize there's an intention behind them. And when you go by them, pray for that intention. Pray for it. It's got power. It's got power. Now, people realize most of the people in the world don't have the ability to flick a switch. We take light so for granted. But you go out in the deserts of Africa, do you suppose they have electricity? Unheard of. Look at the world and how it works. I marvel, everyone, when you drive through the countryside and how a weed, a plant, you'll find, everyone, corn, soybeans, it's always, always, always turn to the light. You know, my mother has a plant, everyone, in the kitchen. And the plant in it, somehow there must have been a tomato seed that got dropped in it, because now all of a sudden there's a tomato growing. Well, the plant is tall, but this tomato is smart enough, everyone, to realize that if it is going to attain light, it does it no good to grow this way. The plant is too tall. So you know what it's done? It's decided to grow right along the ground and underneath the other. Marvel how nature works. Why? So that it can find light. Soak in the light. We're to be that light. People want us. People seek us. Okay. Salt. 2 things I want to mention about salt today. Number one, just a quick little story. I remember one time sitting down, Mom, Dad, and I were eating a meal. Mom made a casserole, and she put it on the table. She said, "You know, this might need a little bit of salt." So I put some on my plate, put some chow mein noodles on it, and I thought it was fine. But Dad took some, did the same thing. He tried it, and he said, "Peter, pass the salt." So I did, put some salt on it. He ate it, you know, something. It was perfect for him. You gotta marvel. Isn't it amazing, everyone? Take that salt, you put it on there, it does its job. Does it? I could take salt, everyone, and I could sit here and I could pulverize it. I could put it on that casserole, it still tastes like salt. Amazing. You know something, if there's an ingredient, you're making cookies or something. And what does it say in there? Put in salt. How many times has salt ever failed you? It probably hasn't. Faithful, faithful, faithful. Okay, light. People should want to come to us. We're called to be faithful. But here's the other piece. Salt of the earth. Okay. You know something? If I took a handful of salt and I threw it in your eyes, guess what would happen? Guess what would happen to your eyes? It would burn. You know something? I'm told if you take salt and you sprinkle it on a dandelion, guess what it'll do to it? It'll kill it. But I'm also told this, if you put it on a dandelion, be careful you don't put it on your lawn too, because guess what it'll do? It'll kill it. So you know, when I was thinking about salt and earth this week, I thought, that's interesting. Salt of the earth. So if you take salt, sprinkle it in with enough dirt, the right concoction and try to plant something in it, guess what? Nothing will grow. Nothing. And you know something? There's a spirit in that that's true too. The first reading of today, Alan, you read it for us today. False accusations, oppression, malicious speech. We are to allow none of that to have any root in any life, not in ours and not in anyone else's. Salt. It is faithful, and it also, everyone, prevents that which is of not God. One more thing on light. Something to think about. What if somebody was on the moon and they looked down on the earth and they saw this little speck in Minnesota and they asked, where is that? And we did a little study and all of a sudden we found it's Resurrection Church. And they say, wow, from up here, I can see the light down there. What is it? What is that light? And you tell them, those people are alive with Jesus Christ. That's the imagery to take with you. But he up there sees us down here, sees this little light in Minnesota. Who is that? That's the people at church right now. What's the light about? Jesus. What they receive, they want people to give. And what they receive, they also want to give and get. Think about that, everyone. Salt and light. Let's take that with us as we celebrate our Mass this day.